Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dalton Jones. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Earl Wilson. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Word. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbouquet. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Bill Monbouquet. And now, play ball. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yastrzemski. The throw from Freehan and he is out, Lump applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli misplays the ball. That's an error on Petrocelli. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro strikes out. Two outs. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two. With the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilson covering, for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tillman moves to second. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. Gosger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tillman scores. Wilson moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 1 in the game. Foy strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Gosger moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a line drive into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McAuliffe for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Petrocelli reaches second base with a double. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tillman hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gosger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-2 in the game. Foy strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-2 in the game. Conigliaro hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Gladding now pitching. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Petrocelli hits a line drive into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tillman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Tillman reaches second base with a double. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gosger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tillman moves to third. Wilson moves to second. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-3 in the game. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a line drive towards short. Petrocelli reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Wood pinch hits for Fred Gladding. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Larry Sherry now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 3 in the game. Conigliaro is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. Northrup hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sherry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Tillman hits a line drive into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gosger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-4 in the game. Foy strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and three walks. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gosger moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Scott hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-4 in the game. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Orlando McFarlane pinch hits for Larry Sherry. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.